Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to clear something up. I made a statement yesterday about the disciples were not getting out of Jerusalem, that eventually the Holy Spirit would push them out of Jerusalem. And as I stopped recording and just sat and thought about it, there's something I want to add to that. You see, the reason I keep saying Acts is an eschatological book is because there's a sense of urgency among the early church. They're rushing headlong towards AD 70, and they remember specifically those who walked with Jesus that he said, "This generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled." He told them they would see Jerusalem compassed about with armies. He told them that would be the days of vengeance. He told them that the blood of the prophets from the beginning of man would be brought upon the head of that generation that killed the Son. So they are rushing headlong towards an event in which they are trying to spare people from that untoward generation, a phrase Peter would use in his sermon, that they were a terminal generation. I think it's why the disciples are reluctant to leave Jerusalem. I think their urgency is so focused on Jews. They want to see their Jewish brethren spared the day of vengeance. It's also why I think the Holy Spirit chooses Paul to go to the Gentiles, because Paul did not walk with Jesus in his earthly ministry. Paul was not privied. Not that they didn't tell him, but Paul was not there when Jesus spoke to his disciples about that day of vengeance. I think there was an urgency in Peter and James and John and all the other disciples to spare Jerusalem from the upcoming judgment, because Jesus had wept over Jerusalem and said, "Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not let me." And I think they stayed in Jerusalem to do all that they could to spare those from the wrath that was to come. And I think it's why Paul goes out as a minister to the Gentiles. It's possibly also why there is some reluctance on the part of the disciples to accept Paul. Not only was he a persecutor of Christians, but he's also focusing his ministry on Gentiles. And it's possible, try to put yourself in the disciples' shoes, it's possible that to them that was a wasted effort, because it was their Jewish brethren who were about to face the day of vengeance, and they wanted to spare as many of them as possible. I would think that there were discussions on why waste your time with these Gentiles when there are so many Jews that need to hear the gospel, that need to be spared this coming day of vengeance. And Paul would even wrestle with not preaching to Jews. He would go back to it over and over and over again. And it would eventually cause him a lot of problems, the fact that he kept ministering to Jews instead of ministering to Gentiles, which he called himself an apostle to. Had he focused on that, maybe things would have turned differently. I don't want to assume too much there, but I do want to explain why I believe they stayed in these early days in Jerusalem instead of heading out. Verse 17, "Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him," which we're in Acts 5, by the way, "which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation." The word here is really, in the Greek, jealousy. So the high priest who's watching this assemblage on Solomon's porch and this revival that's happening in the streets of Jerusalem, they rise up, and the sect of the Sadducees do as well. The Sadducees are famously anti-resurrection. And so this resurrection religion, which is really what Christianity was, a religion built around a resurrected man, fills them with jealousy. They lay hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. We'll start right there tomorrow in verse 19, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.